I am your host, Sam Sears, and I am here with Chris Solani for the Bulldog Bite. How you doing today?
Well, I'm doing okay, Sam. Thanks for asking, as always. And how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing all right.
Yeah, good for our typical Wednesday. And like always, I guess I'll make a note about the weather. As you asked, it's somewhat mild out, and it's nice to feel it other than being cold, wet, or snow-filled. So we'll
That's
take
right.
it.
Yeah, this is still a big improvement over where I was just a month ago.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll continue down this path and look forward to the warmer days yet to come.
All right. So what's happening in Hancock?
Well, you know, we got I guess some updates we'll talk about today. Unfortunately, I wanted to have our head track and field coach on today to talk about our program for the spring, our upcoming track and field event that is different than we've typically had annually. Unfortunately, she is in a procedure right now, but we're going to hopefully get Ryan on the phone here very quickly.
Okay.
And so we'll see what Ryan, our AD, who's in place of her, so we'll get him on the air very shortly to talk about
that. We'll get you on the board.
But prior to that, I want to remind everybody that today we have our open house showcase of excellence that we're going to be having at the high school, middle school campus. And this is an open house for everybody to come visit. And this isn't just our Hancock residents, our families and students from Hancock. This is for everybody from our greater Copper Country area. You know, anybody who's had an interest to come see what's going on in our school environment and our learning environments in the middle school and high school in particular. We're going to have a group of students who are going to be tour guides, so to speak, to walk you through the buildings and we have certain areas within the academic spaces that we're going to highlight and showcase and see some work done by our elementary students as well. They're going to move some materials up from Barkel and have available in the commons area for people to just take a look at and see the works that they do, again, from an academic standpoint, from an art or musical standpoint as well. And so it's an open invitation. I want everybody to know that we would be very pleased for anybody who wants to come in and take a look, because it's something that our community should have a full awareness and observation of the daily things that our students do and the environment in which they're exposed and obviously getting their education. And we're very proud of what we have and how we continue to have passion for and focus in helping educate our students within our community and those that would choose to come over and be part of our community. And we just want everybody to have that opportunity to see us. And so, again, from 6 to 7:30 tonight at the high school, middle school campus, all are welcome.
All right. That's wonderful. It's great to have the parents in there, just the local community, see what's going on with our schools and the youth.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So I think we have Mr. Ryan Tolles, our athletic director, on the air with us. Are you there, coach?
You should.
Yes, I am. Good morning.
All right. Good morning. Hey, thanks for being on with us. And so I just made the quick note prior to getting on or the chat with you here that Coach Smith wasn't available this morning. So thank you for coming on and being with us to talk everything spring sports, as well as more focused on the track and field this year. And then also talking about a little bit change of our annual meets that we host both for middle school and high school, and that's coming up this weekend. So, if you just want to give us a quick overview, Ryan, about just the spring sports in general. I know, with the weather impacts and the snow and field conditions or other, there's always a tremendous amount of adjustment. And so why don't you just talk us a little bit through that?
Yeah, actually, I feel like we're pretty lucky right now because the snow melted pretty quickly. If you would have told me 3 weeks ago we'd be playing games for baseball and softball already, I would have not believed you, but we are underway with those sports. And the track is a little wet in a couple of spots, but it is clear of snow, and we're going to be able to compete this weekend with both our high school and middle school track meets happening on Saturday back-to-back. And we do have our first golf competition happening as we speak down on the Lawrence Golf Course with Berrigan's Invitational this morning.
Nice. Excellent. So let's just talk about, for those that don't know, as the athletic director, you've also been very involved, longstanding with our running sports programs in particular, cross country in the fall, and as well as track and field assisting Coach Smith. So let's talk about track and field for this year, both high school and middle school operations, and what you can expect or what you'd like to see for this track season, knowing that I think we had our first invite last week, correct, down in the lots?
We've had one indoor meet at Michigan Tech earlier in April, and then we have had two outdoor meets last Thursday in Lawrence and then Monday in Berrega.
That's right.
And we'll have another meet tomorrow in Lake Linden before we host on Saturday. So it's a real busy stretch of meets for the track and field programs. We do run the boys and girls, high school and middle school, all four teams as one big program, and we have a nice group of about 30 kids total. That we're working with there, and a lot of potential and a lot of improvement and some good senior leadership. And I think we're having a good year and on the right track. And in particular, we have Alina Pietola, who's a sophomore distance runner who has a couple of wins under her belt now just as a sophomore, and has been really competitive and moved up in the pecking order maybe a little unexpectedly here this season. And we're glad to see her development and progression.
Excellent. So let's just talk about a little bit for this coming weekend on Saturday for our event. What for those that you know, to be honest with you, and you know, having your role previously as well as coaching, I don't remember ever hosting the middle school and high school together for a track event. And so, why don't you just talk about some of the things that were, you know, the things that led to the change or the opportunity to have it this Saturday, and then also kind of what and how the event will occur.
Yeah, so what we've struggled with over the last few years is our middle school meet was on the same week as all the high school regionals in the UP. So we weren't able to secure the automatic timing that's become the standard and the expectation for track and field meets here in the Upper Peninsula. So by combining the meets and having them this Saturday, we're able to get that timing and get some economy as well from just having the one big event rather than having that timing company coming in two separate times. So it's going to be a good, calling it the Bulldog Track Festival, it's going to be a great day of track and field. It is going to start at 10 a.m. with the high school meet, followed approximately 1 p.m. Typical track and field meet takes about 3 hours. So about 1 p.m., then we'll start the middle school meet, and we will get both those events completed here in one day.
All right. And certainly operationally, you know, we've always been very prideful of the fact that we've had longstanding volunteers is the best way I can say it, who help support our events and help supervise, monitor, and basically help run, pun or no pun intended, run the event. And so do you want to speak to that a little bit?
Yeah, so we can't run a track meet without a lot of great volunteers and the staff at HPS, yourself included, and parents and people who are just have expertise and are interested in being around track and field. We have a great group of people that fit all those descriptions, and they help run all of our field events. They help with moving the athletes around, getting numbers distributed. So with the automatic timing, every athlete for every event has to get number stickers, and we have to pass those out. We have people going through the results and collating all the medals so we can hand those out at the end of the event. There's a lot of hands that go into this, and we're very grateful to have the great group of volunteers working with us.
Yep, absolutely. And as I just stated before, having your role previously and then working with you as our coach in the program for many, many years, we definitely not only need to rely on those individuals, but they are certainly passionate about helping support the programming. And it's not uncommon across the board for all of our local school districts to rely on those very important members of the community who are volunteers for programs. So, you know, pre-event for us on Saturday, I just want to send a shout out and thanks to all those individuals who have historically and continue to be volunteers and helping support our Bulldog Invitationals. And certainly with our Bulldog, I'm sorry, did you call it Running Fest? Or what was it? What were you taking it?
The Bulldog Track Festival.
The Bulldog Track Festival. All right. So it's going to be a full day of events starting at 10 a.m. with the high school event, and then approximately 1 p.m. with the middle school event. So anybody, again, interested to come out and help support and watch some tremendous track athletes both from the middle school on through to the high school racers, runners, throwers, etc. Jumpers, too. Can't forget the jumpers out there. All right.
And the pole vaulters.
Well, I include those in the jumpers, right? Because in that sense, they're still jumping, right? Mm-hmm. Anyway, so Coach, thanks for your time this morning. Anything else you just want to add with regard to our spring season, things that might be coming up, whether it be our other team programs or individual sport teams that we should keep on the radar or so save the date type of thing?
Yeah, so there's a few things with golf. If people haven't heard yet, well, first of all, our home golf meet will be May 7th. We're hoping that's going to work out weather-wise, and it might be the same as last year where we're actually playing our home golf meet on the day that Portage Lake Golf Course opens. But Portage Lake Golf Course will also be hosting the Westpac Championship and the Division II UP Finals for golf. So a lot of great chances to see championship golf here right in our local area. And with baseball and softball, they're underway with their schedules. And one thing I'll highlight there is we now have a copper bat. So, you know, in the fall we have copper bowl and copper spike, and we have a winging in the winter sports. So for baseball and softball, we've already used the copper bat game, which will be May 13th for baseball at the Driving Park and May 15th for softball at the Driving Park, taking on Houghton in a special event for each one of those teams there. And then lastly, I'll mention that for baseball, for the second year in a row, we are hosting the districts, which are slated for May 29th.
All right, so busy, as it always is, right? End of April into May, it's extremely busy. You just kind of hit it with the number of track events that were rescheduled or scheduled for within a seven-day period into, you know, culminating with our event on Saturday, and, of course, all the different things that occur with golf. You just referenced the opening day for Portage, perhaps, for their golf meet. Again, weather and course conditions allowing. And then on through to those post-season, well, the new, and it's really not new, but the formalized new copper bat between our sluggers programs with Houghton and on through to the district tournament. So again, Ryan, we appreciate your time this morning, certainly for the information, the feedback, as well as just the highlight of the track and field program and event coming up to Saturday.
Yeah, happy to be here. And one last thing I'll mention with weather and the way spring sports work, make sure you're going to hchbulldogs.com on a regular basis to catch all these changes. We're sending them out in announcements and things as well, but hchbulldogs.com is your best source for the most up-to-date scheduling information for these sports.
All right. Wonderful for that piece of information as well, and so we'll look forward to seeing you at the track meet on Saturday, if not sooner. And again, anybody or all those who are interested come out in supporting the student athletes or just watching some excellent athletes participate, please come out.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, Ryan.
All right. Thank you very much, Brian, for joining us. So is there anything else?
Yeah, you know, again, we started the show with reference to our open house tonight, our Excellence of Showcase. Again, 6 to 7:30 p.m. I just referenced it with regard to all the changing things that occur with routine in the spring with AD Tolls there regarding our extracurriculars through athletics. We do have some things I just want to throw out there, people, so they are aware of them. So next week, there's several events going on. And so on Monday, we have our annual Rotary Brunch, Honors Brunch for our seniors. The Hancock Rotary helps put this on, and they recognize the honorees from an honor standpoint to make the GPA, so to speak. And so it's a shared program. We have the honorees from Dollar Bay Public Schools as well. They come over, and we have a wonderful brunch put on by a food service in our cafeteria. And so just want to thank the Rotary again, as they this has been a long-standing tradition there, is to help recognize those seniors who've had academic success and achievements, and we'll recognize them then on May 4th. And then we also have just a couple other tidbits out there. It's been in our announcements, but we have our faculty and staff appreciation week next week. And so This is an opportunity for us to help recognize the efforts that our teachers and our staff put in helping support, and they're helping support our students and families, and recognizing their dedication to being a Bulldog member of the learning community. And so we have typically a little bit of a we have a luncheon for our faculty and staff that we put on, and I don the grill apron. And so next Wednesday, we're helping recognize, this is on the 6th, our high school and our high school and middle school faculty and staff. And then Friday, the 8th, we'll be recognizing Barkell staff. And so I'm just asking those folks out there, if you know a member of our learning community, an educator or our support personnel, again, teachers or support staff, just send a quick thanks their way for what they do for our students and for our families, and everything being a Bulldog and their reflection of what it is in this world of education on through to life development. And so we're doing that next week. And again, May 6th will be high school, middle school. May 8th will be the Barkell staff. And then there's a number of other things that are occurring throughout the month of May. Next week, we'll probably touch base a little bit on our commencement activities. May, being the last, it'll be 2 weeks from Friday. Is it 2 weeks? Yeah, 2 weeks from Friday will be the last day for our seniors in the building. And so a lot of things between now and then occur, and then we'll help push out information with regard to those activities. Our valedictorians and salutatorian, and as well our guest of honor, that'll be our commencement speaker. So we'll look forward to doing that next week.
Yeah, good luck to all the seniors wrapping things up out there. Sure, yeah. It's a lot of hard work.
It is. It definitely is. And thankfully, we have everybody who is part of the senior class have done their job, and they'll be able to walk across the stage and get that diploma.
Excellent. Proud of them.
Absolutely.
All right. So anything else you want to mention just before we go?
Yeah, no, just as always, thanks to you, Sam, and the radio station for helping support us through the Bulldog Bite, and of course, our sponsor, Geno's.
All right. Thank you for being here. So this has been the Bulldog Bite right here on Mix 93.